This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
When you woke up this morning, was one of your early thoughts about what a great day this was going to be? You could hardly wait to get to work. You could hardly wait to see those people that you knew would be waiting. You had a great sleep. You felt refreshed. You're enthusiastic about the day. No, you didn't feel like that this morning. Not exactly. Maybe not even close. Do you feel like you're working harder and harder and accomplishing less and less? Do you sometimes feel like you just don't want to see those same people again or face those same problems or try to answer those same questions? Do you remember when you used to enjoy the times you spent with the people you work with and the people of your new and adopted culture, and now you can hardly face them? Do you ever frown to yourself at times like that and maybe mumble, what's wrong with me? I remember hearing about a young man in an African country who suddenly one day left his place of living and working, got out on the highway and hitchhiked to another city, which was several hours away by car, just so he could send a telegram home to say, "I hate this country." Well, that might have been a little drastic, and you certainly wouldn't do that, would you? But maybe some thoughts like that have crossed your mind. Could it be that you're suffering from burnout? And doesn't the thought of that word bring a whole list of other troubling questions to your mind? Questions like, could a really committed expat Christian worker burn out? Well, maybe you've heard some Christian leaders say that burnout can't happen to a Christian, and if it does, then there's something wrong with them spiritually. Well, I heard someone more or less say that once, or at least they implied it very strongly. Maybe you're only working on your first term. You've only been in this new country and culture for a couple of years, maybe only 1 year. Certainly you couldn't experience burnout in that short a time, could you? Wouldn't God keep you from burning out? Here's another question. Is it better to burn out than to rust out? I'm sure you've heard some very energetic people say that. I certainly have. I'd rather burn out than rust out. Well, what about that old gospel song that says, "Let me burn out for thee, dear Lord"? Well, today and for the next couple of Thursday programs at this time, let's see what we can learn about burnout. Questions like, how do I know if I'm burning out? And what is burnout? By the way, we're basing our thoughts on this subject of burnout on materials prepared by Ronald L. Kateski of New Hope International Ministries and what expat Christian workers ought to know about burnout. Ron Kateski is a member care consultant. Okay, let's see what we can learn. A moment ago, we heard some examples of burnout symptoms, and maybe you could feel a certain sense of identifying with some of those scenes I mentioned. Maybe some of those descriptions hit a little too close to home for you to feel comfortable with them. But before you grab one of those symptoms and whip up a diagnosis that you're suffering from burnout, and that explains why you're feeling the way you're feeling, let's look at this a little more carefully. First, it is true that burnout, when it does happen, very often strikes those people who are in the helping professions, such as doctors, nurses, social workers, psychologists, pastors, and expat Christian workers. They're constantly dealing with other people and their problems, very often people with difficult problems. It's true that if you feel especially tired and have a strong feeling that you don't want to go to work, that this could be part of a burnout situation. It might even be a sign that maybe you're getting close to burnout. But there is something here we need to recognize and consider. In the first place, there is more to burnout than feeling tired. You might be just tired for any number of reasons. And there could be a variety of reasons why you don't feel like going to work. So before we go any further, let's look at three of the major symptoms of burnout. One of those symptoms is emotional exhaustion. This exhaustion is more than something physical where you feel like, oh, maybe I'll take a nap after lunch, and then notice you probably feel better after that. This exhaustion that we're talking about is just that. It's emotional. In one form, it could be called compassion fatigue. You feel drained. You feel used up. You feel overwhelmed by the needs people come to you with. you want to help the people that come to you, but you just don't have any more to give. You just don't have what it takes to help anymore. You don't want to see or hear another person who has a serious problem or need. Another symptom is depersonalization. What does that mean? Well, let's look at it this way. To shield yourself from the emotions and pressures of those around you, maybe you begin to reduce your close involvement with others. You begin not to notice those who need help. You ignore their requests. You stop being courteous or polite or considerate or thoughtful, and instead, you act rude with them, perhaps, abrupt, snappy. Your responses are short and crisp. And this is all to the very people you came to serve and help. You used to be a friendly person, someone that others felt comfortable with. But now, you have come to be a tough and hard person. And maybe you sound cynical. Instead of appreciating the people and culture around you, you start putting down the people of the culture in which you're living. And you do the same to your fellow workers. You start viewing people as objects. You used to view your fellow workers, if you have some of those, and the people of your adopted culture through rose-colored glasses. Now, well, your glasses are kind of rusty or dirty or fogged or muddy. The view of those around you has become colored by some not-so-pleasant colors. Okay, we've mentioned two symptoms of burnout, emotional exhaustion and depersonalization. Another symptom is reduced personal accomplishment. Whether or not you actually become ineffective, when you're suffering from burnout, you feel that you are ineffective. At the end of the day, you feel like you have accomplished absolutely nothing. The whole day was a waste of time, at least the way you see it. You begin to sense that you're turning into the kind of person people don't like. You used to be sensitive and caring, and now you realize you're becoming cold and indifferent. When you take time to look at yourself, you see that you're not accomplishing what you felt that God had called you to do. And sometimes now you wonder if you still hear God when He speaks to you. Burnout doesn't come from a short period of intense stress. Burnout is the result of continual stress over a long period of time. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not a sudden happening. It creeps up on you, usually without you realizing it. Other expat Christian workers generally will notice it in you long before you do. But if you check yourself every now and then, you can detect it. Now, let's make one thing clear right now. Burnout is not a psychiatric disorder. However, it is something very real that can happen to just about anyone in a demanding work situation. If it happens to you, it's a phenomenon that will greatly reduce your effectiveness as a Christian worker, in addition to what it does to you and your family. Okay, those are some of the symptoms and a brief look at burnout. Next week, we'll continue and look at the question of what causes burnout, and later we'll examine some of the effects, with questions like, can burnout be treated and can burnout be prevented? What cross-cultural Christian workers need to know about burnout is based on materials prepared and written by Ronald L. Koteski of Go International. By the way, Ron Koteski has a lot of material on his website that could prove to be helpful to you, including the brochure that formed the basis for our thoughts today on burnout. You'll find links on the MemberCare Radio website to crossculturalworkers.com. That's crossculturalworkers.com. Click on brochures, and in the list of subjects, you'll find one about burnout, as well as brochures about a number of other important and interesting subjects. You can download them for yourself and read them at your own convenience. If you don't already know how to find our website, well, it's easy, www.membercareradio.com, www.membercareradio.com.
This has been a presentation of MemberCare Media. We invite you to explore our website, where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide further answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.